In Vedic literature we see an emphasis of judging by the result, palena parichiyate. And these are more specifically highlighted in biblical passage. Luke 6:44, where the first line says, a tree is identified by its fruit. Why more specifically highlighted? This concept seems to be very deep. Yet I do not properly understand it. Could you speak something about how to understand this principle? And how can we actually apply it? Sometimes the result of truth is hard to judge. All these questions can give wrong results. Palena Parishya. Srila Prabhupada, so far I remember Srila Prabhupada using the term that you judge the religion by its followers. No? I am Hindu, I am not Christian. But what do you follow? No? What do you follow? Read you, okay, you are Hindu. But what do you follow? What is your practice? No? Then we will know who you are. No? No. Prabhupada says, oh, we had this preaching for us, preaching this, preaching that. How many books distributed? No? Following up the ritual. This is good. Whether preaching program was successful, just tell me how many books were distributed on the end of the program. Let me know program was successful. No? So, some results should be there. Now, our attitude is, we do our duty and we are not concerned about results. We are not attached to results. Results is up to Krishna's mind. Whether it succeeds or not succeeds. No? But definitely, the result is seen. The result will be shown. Even if it's not shown, we will succeed in that. But again, Srila Prabhupada said that when he came back to India with his American disciples, so there were people who criticized him. Say, what is Rabbi Charan Babu Bhaktivedanta Swami now? He's a ordinary Grihastha. He was a big sannyasi. He was next to Bhaktivedanta. Who was he? He was not known as a Gaudiya. So we are superior. We are senior. The Prabhupada said, what did you do? Palena Parishya. Where are you doing? How many books you written? Nothing. Not even one book. How many centers you open? Bhaktivedanta Saraswati Thakur said, preach in the Western country. Who are you preach? What did you do to fulfill Guru's mission? Nothing. So Palena Parishya. Is it? So this is how you judge. I'm great cook. How many items? Fishy. Come on, what is the point? So something should be shown. But, yes, we should be careful that the result doesn't necessarily show the back to us. Simply, I opened so many temples, and I distributed so many books, and I collected so much money. But simultaneously, once you see that one's character is also according to Vaishnava Achar, Vaishnava etiquette, one should also develop quality. That also should be seen. No? That you judge the type of, how many followers you have. But what your followers are following? No? No? Sai Baba has so many followers. Palena Parishya. So he's authorized avatar. No. He is Pata Chita. He is better Chita than others, so he has more followers. That's all. How do we know that? Because they don't follow Vaishnava etiquette. They are not devoted. They are not spiritual people. They did not develop any spiritual quality. They are not getting purified. No? So this is also Palena Parishya. Result is material, you remain conditioned. So we should not be misguided by external results. But actually by the character of devotees, religion is established. No? By his faultless character, one knows that he's the authorized person. So this is best. And this is also Palena Parishya. No? You are chanting 30 years Hare Krishna and still you are smoking. Then something wrong, something you are doing wrong. So some result must be there. You are practicing Krishna Bhakti. You have to get purified, no? Can't all the time same questions after 10 years of hearing same questions. Why Krishna putting us in trouble or you are chanting Hare Krishna? You are putting yourself in trouble. No? Hey, what's Madhritam? Asma did herself. No? One did himself. But he is suffering now. Salon did, we are suffering. Not the Krishna's punishment. So all these neophyte questions. Palena Parishya? Yeah? So yes, four things are considered. Result could be misguiding. Many temples, many followers, but one should see the quality. So when one sees the quality of followers, quality of activity, quality of personal character, then one should know that one is actually situated in devotion service. So again, palayana paritya. Judge tree according to fruit. Which tree is good? Which without flowers, without fruit, or which flowers is good? Which flowers is good? So what is the fruit of devotion? Bhakti, detachment, vairagya, mind control, sense control. No? One can be pure devotee even without making many followers. And one can be Nishya Bhakta with making many followers. Moreover, it is easy to make Nishya Bhakta followers than pure devotee followers. No? Very easy to make. No? Don't preach about four principles much. Don't tell them to give up college, house, wife, money, attachments. So many followers you get. Just saying Hare Krishna, my Guru's mercy, you go on back to work. Thousands of followers, huh? But you say, okay, give your children Gurukul, no government certificate. Give your son full-time brahmacharya. Then you see nobody comes for Sangha years anymore. No? That means you are not reaching to your bhakti? Palena Parijaya. Where are your followers? No? No? Prabhupada says, what is use of thousands of rock stars? One moon is sufficient. No? But you want Arjun or nobody. You want that to be one. So if you preach pure bhakti, I don't think you're that much quantity. But quality is. So that is what one devotee reason they can ask you. Do you go for quality or quantity? So what shall I answer you, fellow? What shall I answer you? Do you go for quality? No, we go to quantity. We want to show to everyone. What nonsense you are speaking. Well, how can you ask such a question? Do you go for quantity or the quality? What a question we ask. Nonsense, no? Yes, we go for quantity.
We go for quantity. What about you?
Yeah. Yeah. That was his question. Are you like us, going for quantity, making show of our quantity? It's a ridiculous question. So, yes, palana parijaya. Sometimes result may be misguiding. But once see this achar, see the behavior of the world, see his character, this is the best time. See the guru by his followers, see the dharma by his followers, this is what Prabhupada. Okay, anybody, that's the last question. Anybody want to say anything else? Any other questions?
Yes.
What is this? The last question?
Can
you call modern Christianity a cheating religion? Well, which one? There are thousands of sects and branches, so I don't know which one you are thinking about. But you see, if they teach love God with heart, mind and soul and try to serve God, this much is accepted by the Lord. You know. But is that what they are teaching now? That Jesus is God, that He is Son of God, and He is Father and the Spirit, and this and that. These are big names and confusion. So definitely fight out that. Many names religion. You know. If somebody teaches to serve God, not God, it will be accepted. Even if you chant God's name in your own language, Prabhupada says, it will be accepted. So, God knows the sincerity of purpose. If somebody prays to God in Africa, in village, in tribe, where he never seen any devotee or got any book, still if he prays to God, Krishna will respond. So how much one will still, this much one will advance. But what they preach is that Christianity is absolutely no philosophy. Bath in blood of Jesus and your sin will be pure, and Mohammedan says, don't accept Allah, he will kill you. No any idea what is religion. So, what can I say? We don't consider this. Prabhupada said this Bible and Quran, this is religious scriptures in Tamagun. So, suiting these people, no? People want to eat meat, okay. Be Muslim, be Christian, then you have idea. Yes, I worship God and also eat meat, no? How to that? Our religion approves meat eating. How can religion approve meat eating? Means very low, low level of religion. Anukal. You know? Small verta. You are not able to give up this much. No? That idiot, Dr. Knight, he said that meat eating, our religion approves meat eating. But I bet the Hindus are vegetarian. Can you imagine no Hindu to come meat eater? How much price of meat will go up? This is how he argued about it. People are telling the Muslims are terrorists and dangerous people. But no, Muslims are very peaceful because they eat peaceful animals. These are on his website argument. So what do you, where do you put such a thing? Where do you put it? Once the Bhagavad Gita says, where is it? Once you consider irreligion to be a religion, it is also attribute. They mix what is vegetarian is bad, sannyas is bad. Muslims say, you take sannyas, so both given genitals you are not using for co-creation. You hate God's creation, you are irreligious. Seriously, if you don't, Christian also, if you don't eat chicken, you are not bona fide Christian. No? No? Chicken religion. By chicken eating, you get status of Christian. What is it? It is a big ignorance. These are all answers. So there are some sincere souls here and there. Definitely they are. There is how much they are sincere, God will reciprocate. But following those foolish, there is no philosophy whatsoever. What is philosophy? Adam eat an apple and fell down with Eva and all population get sin from them. We are suffering sin from Adam and Eve. We don't do anything wrong. Adam and Eve. So father tells somebody, why I should go to jail? No? Why? What's my responsibility? Absolute ignorance. There's no any answer whatsoever, you know. No? So, what was the next question?
The
degree you follow four principles of religion, mercifulness, truthfulness, purity, austerity, this much you are closer to God, this much you are closer, realize, whatever religious background you are, yes. This is how we judge.
No, everything is equal,
everyone
is equal. Then that
we mean
to
say the Chinese religion is low. No, we don't say they are low.
Yeah.
We say everyone is equal. Everyone has full freedom to surrender to God. So one who develops mercifulness, truthfulness, purity, austerity, cleanliness, you know, sharanagati, basically, they are very advanced. We have no problem accepting anybody who has these symptoms. Really? Therefore, Shri Prabhupada, Jesus is our guru. No? He didn't say this is Asura and this is not our religion. He never said that. Yeah. He said he's our guru. He said Muhammad and Jesus are Shaktya Vishwasar, empowered by Lord to preach message of God. But who are the followers? What are followers doing? They kill their own guru. That was first understanding. Kill your own guru. So Jesus said, love God with mind, heart and soul. And Gita says, man mana bhava mad bhakto, love me with heart, mind and soul. So where is contradiction? We don't see contradiction. My religion, my God, your God, aham amaiti. All the time this bodily concept of life now. I'm Christian, you're Muslim. I'm not Christian, I'm Muslim. Why did you convert? Why did you come from life to darkness? One Christian answer. Because there are no other country, exactly. Where is it? Let me just make Italy. Oh, Italy, Christian country. You must be Christian. I say, yes. So, why did you come from life to darkness? Why you become? Why did you convert? I say, I convert from not serving God to serving God. That's the only conversion. No? You serve God, you don't serve God. That means your religion is your irreligion. You call yourself Christian, Muslim, Hindu, whatever you want to call yourself. If you don't serve God, you are nonsense. And if you feel good, you're good. Yeah, but just say about it. That's it. Not by name, Guru Upadhyaya, another Upadhyaya, Ahama Maitreya. Doesn't work like that. So we don't, like that Christian, they're so foolish, man. We are eating laddus in the train, and one Christian, one Hindu boys are sitting in front. So we offer them laddus. So Hindu fellow took and Christian fellow, I love it. Why you not it? This is Krishna Prasad. Oh, so if you think this is Krishna Prasad, I mean, you expect Krishna is there? He is present. So definitely, then you should say. And if you don't believe in Krishna, then this is laddus, definitely you should say. The fellow took laddus, look at, he doesn't know what to do now. What do you do with them? Yeah? If there is no Krishna, then this is what is it? Shaitan and sugar and ghee, you know, so you take. You don't believe in Krishna, so it's not love, it's not prasad, huh? So you take. Proof that you don't believe in Krishna, eat one. You don't know what to do, you know. Yeah? And if you say that you will not take this Krishna prasad, my God, that you believe Krishna accepted it, you accept Krishna accepted it. So Krishna is God, definitely you should take them. So all these arguments with Krishna. So many foolish things. Poor conditions, so they do not know what works. So let's preach, let's just see what's book here. Yes.
And
there
are
the scriptures, what
would
you read?
Yes. For Daniel,
so then, how can they do it? Yes. Hindi also, no, you have big dictionary, small dictionary, Srila Prabhupada. Small dictionary, but words are same, but you know more words then. Look, Gita starts like this. What is the first instruction? Not to have Jatunasa, not to name himself, not Ashocha Nana Shocha Swam, Dehinus Minata, Mother's Pasha, you are not this body, you are still soul. And what is Quran? Don't kill mother, sister, don't have sex with mother, sister. What level is that? To whom you are speaking? To murderers. To low class people whom you have to tell. It's not religious scripture, this is principle to become human beings first. But to become human beings, then we'll speak about God, you know. Prabhupada said four principles, no means eating, no gambling, no illicit sex, no intoxication. To make you human, there's nothing about religion, it's just to make you human being. Then we'll speak about religion. So first you become human. So what you can preach to people who are killing, having sex with their own mothers and killing their own sisters, and killing female children? To whom he was preaching? So then what he was preaching to that level? To that level he was preaching. So he prayed, told, he preached properly, but according to the level of people. Jesus said, I have much more to say, but you have no ears to hear. No? Jesus said, I have much more to say, but you have no ears to hear. So we understand, time, place, circumstance. Religion is spread, time, place, circumstance. So where is the level of Krishna's in discussion? And then after that, Gita is there, ladies, is it? Where is the level of Ramananda Raya Chaitanya Mahaprabhu discussion? Huh? Huh? Sarva Dharma Parikacha, this is last discussion of Gita. This is where the discussion starts between Chaitanya and Ramananda Raya. This is where it starts. Sarva Dharma Parikacha, that's external. Tell me more. Huh? Go to Vaikuntha, that's for neophytes. Tell me more. So we understand, we understand. Big Oxford dictionary, small pocket dictionary. They are same because all words condensed in small one will be in big one. And word meaning will be same. And in big one you find so many. Later than a big dictionary, Bible Quran like love goes. We don't do the love. One should serve, yes. One should give up a person, yes. One should give up anger, yes. One should be good, yes. One should not be bad, yes. One should not be envious, yes. We follow 10 commandments better than any Christian. No? Ask them 10 commandments, they don't know. Yes. Yes, but his father, you know, had, you know, so Oh, you are telling me to go to forest or to college? I want to go to forest, then. One up, bro. I'm just giving up. No? So send me to forest, but you are sending me to city. I mean, all these arguments, you know. What about Hiranyakashipu playing for love? No? He didn't follow her. No? Follow father who is religious. Why do you respect elders? Because they support you spiritually advanced. And you like, why? No? But his grandfather is sitting right on TV all day watching stupid movies, you know? And he's advised, you are standing, you should return me and you should study and earn money. You know, no, why you should follow? You follow Guru's tradition. And if you think my father, then you are also part of the concept of life. Who is your father? Worship that one who is giving you mother and father. Why you worship father and mother? Why you worship mother and father? They didn't have body, they didn't have love, affection, they didn't have education, they brought us up, no? Independent, they love us. So how much we should worship Krishna? Who is giving us mother and father? No? Who is original mother and father? Who is giving real education, real love, affection, real well-wishing of us, no? He should be more worthy than mother and father. And by the way, which mother and father, from which life? But what previous life mother and father? What do you think with them, forgotten them? How many mothers and fathers? Therefore, no obligation. One time you worship Krishna, no obligation. For father, devatas, rishi, nothing, no obligation. Worship Krishna, everything is good. It's always Monday, whatever. Okay. More questions? Every your question starts with last question. Only two, the last question. Yes. Why Lord Ram worship Shiva Linga? Why not Murti of Shiva? Well, in Puranas it is told a story when if I remember properly, Krishna, Bhrigu Muni went to Kailash to see Shiva, and he was without clothes there with Parvati on his left in front of all the rishis chanting mantras. You understand that Shiva is not agitated by lust. He just was open and changed his genitals. Think how about Dutta being very advanced devotee. Bhrigu Muni, one of the first things he saw was genitals of Lord Shiva. See, what is this? Mundane morality, you know, he considers important. So he says, oh, you don't cover your genitals in front of rishis, so you will be worshipping that form of genitals. You will not be worshipping your form. People will worship genitals of your empire. So the linga and yoni represent genitals of Shiva and Parvati, and that represents actually creation of material world. Because the Vishnu gives Shiva to carry to Pradhana. And he impregnates Pradhana, which becomes Mahatattva, so actually creation starts with Lord Shiva and Parvati's union. So that Shiva linga represents the creation of material world. So Shiva is killed by Bhrigu Muni to be worshipping Shiva linga form. And Lord Ram. The last question. Okay. Which one? Lingabhairav. Where is it? Now we see that some Durga in form of linga. Yeah, it's tantra, some tantra. They have so many goals there. Remember last time when there was something? Somebody was screaming, shouting in ghostly atmosphere. Some tantra he's using. I don't know whether this form linga bhairava is described. But bhairava itself is mumukshava ghora rupam. Horrible form of demigod, you know. Which devotees we don't worship. We are not envious, we are not criticizing them, but we are affected with beautiful Yam Shama Sundara Machinta Guna Sarupam. We are attracted with Krishna. So I don't know whether they speculate as another form or, you know. Maya definitely inspires them. There's no doubt about it. Definitely they worship Durga. They are bewildered by Durga, definitely. Worship this horrible form of Maya in form of Linga. I don't know, maybe it is such a form. I never heard. Because the Durga is Yoni. She is the womb and Linga is genital. So I don't see any logic. Vaira with Linga, what is it? Linga Vaira. Maybe Linga represents Shiva and Vaira with Vaira. I don't know. They're speculative. Where they are both speculators, you know? Fellow writing books, I don't believe in any deity form. This is your song. Then why you are worshipping? Because nobody will come to your temple and raise your deity, you know? He wrote in his book, don't write the books. Don't read the books. The book is written, don't read the book. But he knows this. Kaitava Dharma, man-made religion, you know. His followers writing like this. I know Buddha Dev told us not to read books, but still, we should write book about him. No? And then they publish his pieces in the book. No? And he gives lecture. What is lecture? Same words. What is book? Written word or heard word? What is the difference between speaking and writing? What is the difference? So he gives lecture, but he said don't write the book. He said don't read the book. No? Such a contradiction. And then he quotes, Ramayana says this, Vedanta Sutra says this. Then Papa, you read the book, no? You read it from the book. But you should not read the book. Of course, if all of us read the book, they will see the Guruji speaks nonsense. So keep Muslims in the dark, they go, you know? If you keep followers in the dark, you remember this program is and we are invited together with it. All these books, all nonsense. Thousands of books, rubbish, and spiritual books. This is even more rubbish. Don't read a book. Why read a book? Follow yourself. Then shut up. You follow yourself by your instruction. And then, after the program, they're selling his books. You say, but Guruji told not to read books. I won't read. They've given us two books. Then we read all nonsense. The deity, the stone. I'm Hanuman. No nonsense. So now we Linga Vaira. Some Tantra, horrible things. Anyway, you will see soon one form of Yamaraj. First you will see the buffalo. Yamaraj carrier. And then he'll suffer himself. And by mercy, Rama is going to become buffalo. Because he has his beard like buffalo. How much he has his beard, I don't understand. How many people are cheated and how much they are ignorant. Have short lecture and long book discussion. Okay, the last question. The last two questions. That's conditioned nature, that's not your nature. Your nature is your servant profession. My nature is not to preach strongly. You preach the truth. Strongly doesn't mean shout on people around and beating them around. It means to present the truth as it is. So they may speak so many things, but you stick to the point. You know, don't get misguided. As you preach, Krishna will give you guidance and inspiration heart. But if you want to preach, you have to read books. So you read, you hear, and then you go out and preach what you read and what you heard, you tell to others. And that will have effect. Strong preaching doesn't mean, you know, challenging with conscience going, okay, I'm challenging now. You just tell the truth. That is our preaching. That means strong preaching. Not to deviate from the tattva. Not to deviate from principles of fuel, but not a fellow say, oh, Sai Baba was good. Yes, yes, yes. We don't say yes, yes, yes. No? say, no, please try to understand. God, what do you mean God? God means omnipotent, omnipowerful. Uh-huh. Okay, do you mean, do you think Sai Baba has all the power? Not all. Then it's not God. Yes. Like that, you know. You make them understand. We are not going out to defeat people. We are going to invite people to explain to them. They are not our enemies. They are conditioned souls in this world. By the way, a few years ago, we were those people outside. So we are not going out preaching strongly means with Kada, smashing everyone's head, you know. We are smashing misconceptions. We are against the bogus philosophy. So we are not attacking people or something. And if they start speaking some nonsense, you please try to contract. And if you have no chance to contract, then you give him book. Don't worry, Prabhupada will speak. Prabhupada will come. Let him argue with Prabhupada if he can. Still not born, such a person. So give him a book. Yes, sir, you are so intelligent. I think you can understand this book even better than me. Definitely it's for you. This is such a high philosophy, only you can understand. So you are such an argument you never heard. Please, you take a book.
Yes,
this book for me, not for that. And then you take the book, and then you will hear Prabhupada speaking. That's it. Job done. So don't worry. Just honestly try to present as it is, and everything is fine. And people like that don't accept that it's not our job. Our job is to present as it is, but the people think that not accept Krishna. We do our sincerely, honestly. Don't be honest, speaking strongly. You speak the truth, you're speaking strongly. You're trying to cover the truth. So, what do you think about women?
Woman, we like women.
You're telling woman, man, these are conditioned souls. Every soul should serve God. So, woman can chant, man can chant, everyone can practice bhakti. We have no problem. No? No, women are suppressed. No? They are worshipping Krishna, Yavashi. They go home, they go to the go. We are not men, Yavashi. We are spirit souls. What is something? Just tell us how much.